listening to the Mix Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
All right, we are ready to play Two Truths and a Lie. Here's the way it works. What we do is here's the way it works. We give you, each of us makes a statement to you, and one of the three of us is lying. So if you can figure out who it is, you get the prize, and we are off and running, and we're starting with Mel. Hello, Mel. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
You ready to play?
Of course.
I think this time around, Jeremy, you're going to start each of
them for us. Should I? Okay. Yeah. All right, here we go. This little boy named Rory, he wrote a letter to Santa Claus for what he wanted for Christmas, and he said, Santa, I want Grand Theft Auto 5 for Christmas this year, minus the hookers.
Oh, yes, Rory.
All right, what about this one? We're all familiar with the yellow taxi, but when they first hit the streets in New York City about 100 years ago, they were Christmas colors, red and green.
How festive.
Emily?
Mine comes out of paradise on earth, the state of Florida. Florida resident Christine McIntyre lost her big toe in an accident at the meat packing factory she worked at. Oh. And then the toe was later found in this dude, Tony Hansen's TV dinner. Long story short, Christine and Tony are now married.
Holy crap. Who's lying? Mel?
Good Lord.
Which
one? All I can think of is hot dogs.
No, it was a toe he lost.
Who's lying?
I'm going to say Emily.
You think Emily's lying?
Yeah.
But it's Florida.
Yay!
Was that unbelievable? It's Florida.
This dinner's chewy.
The funny thing is, that's a totally believable story.
I know. They totally would hook up.
I know. The toe was the matchmaker.
Ah. There's a lot of detail.
All right, Mel, you're a winner. Hold on the line, okay?
Woo-hoo.
Off you
Woo-hoo.
Go to Panera.
I didn't mean to say ho. I'm sorry.
Toe in the hoe.
Here's Kelly. Hello, Kelly. Good morning.
Good morning.
Think you're good at spotting a lie?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. Start us off, Jeremy.
All right, Jenny O is releasing a microwave-only 6-pound turkey for the upcoming holiday.
Or this one, the man who created James Bond named his spy superhero after a man who wrote books about birds. Emily?
On the first season of Sesame Street, did you know that Oscar the Grouch was orange?
Mm. Who's lying?
Ooh, I'm going to go with Dom.
What, about the James Bond?
Yep.
No, that's untrue, actually.
I'm a big liar.
James Bond originally was an ornithologist.
What?
That's somebody who studies birds.
Oh. Yeah, and as far as I know, Jenny O is not releasing a microwave-only 6-pound turkey for the holidays.
Dang,
that's chewy.
It was a good
chewy.
Kelly, you're a good sport. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Thanks for being on the show. All right, here's Gordon. Gordon, you ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, so Jeremy, start us off.
Gordon, there's a new website called breakupshop.com that'll dump someone for you. $10 via text, $30, and they'll do it over the phone.
Or this one, our 17th charity marathon is tomorrow, raising money for the Food Bank of the Rockies. Last year, we raised $775,000. Emily?
And Gordon, you know how much I want to get married. And according to a new survey about marriage proposals, 10% of women want to be serenaded, 7% of women want you to recite a poem, and 5% of women want a flash mob marriage proposal.
Who's lying?
Emily.
I'm sorry.
Oh. Why would I lie about that?
That's a total true
flash
story.
Mob.
Flash mob proposal. I love that.
I was actually the liar because last year we didn't raise $775. We raised $1.3 million.
Oh, now you're just bragging.
Dude,
well, congratulations on that. I hope you do better tomorrow.
Well, you can be part of it, buddy. Thank you for being on the show. Thank you for that. Here comes Linda. Hello, Linda.
Good morning.
Linda, honey.
You ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, Jeremy.
All right, Linda. A woman in Ohio stabbed her boyfriend right in the junk with a pin earlier this year because he ate all the salsa.
You know, whether that story is true or not, you should never tell those stories on the show.
Oh,
no man wants to hear about
that. No woman wants to hear
it. It might feel good. I don't know.
Or how about this one, Linda? A new study found that the best time for school to start would be 8:30. Emily?
Disney just announced a new animated TV series for their 2016 lineup starring Frankie Mouse, Mickey's long-lost brother.
Who's lying, Linda?
I think Jeremy's lying.
You think so? No!
Oh, that's a true story!
That's the truth!
She totally stabbed him with a pin.
Well, it was really good salsa.
Right in his pen.
Because of salsa.
Yep. He ate all the salsa.
Actually, Emily was the liar this time. There is no
Frankie Mouse.
Frankie Mouse.
Sounds good, though, huh? So, I think I'm going to pitch it to the execs.
Linda, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Linda,
hey, we're doing better this time. We only got one winner. Is that good or bad? That's
bad
for our listeners. Here's Scott. Hello, Scott.
Hi.
You ready?
Hi, Scott.
Two truths and a lie.
Let's do this, Scott.
Start us off.
Here we go, buddy. A 73-year-old woman wanted to smuggle some drugs to her son in prison, so she did what any normal mother would.
What'd she do?
Stuffed cocaine and heroin inside of a chocolate Easter egg and then shoved it into her hoo-ha.
Oh no! You're very groin-oriented.
That's like
two in a row.
That's like
two
a turducken, you know?
Yes!
Not good.
Get it in there.
Is that a truth or a liar? How about this one? Brock Osweiler, the Broncos' starting quarterback this weekend, is 6'8". Emily?
How about there's a Pueblo man. He was arrested last weekend for posing as Santa at a local mall. Authorities were tipped off by a mother who claims that Santa denied her son a chance to sit on his lap, but welcomed her to take a seat. Bad Santa.
Who's lying, Scott?
You are, because Brock is 6'7".
No, that's not true. He's 6'8". He's 6'8". I just read two stories on it yesterday. It was a good try, though, buddy. Who's lying, Emily?
Bad Santa. That's me.
Yeah.
I like lying. It's fun.
Scott, thanks for being a good sport, buddy.
Okay.
See you, dude.
There you go. Yeah,
there you have it.
Two truths and a lie. So you tell me Mel was the only one who got the prize?
Yeah, right she's on it.
Wow. Hey, listen, I want that last contestant in Two Truths and a Lie to call us back. His name was Scott, because he was insisting that Brock Osweiler was 6'7".
Right.
And so it was bugging me that he was so sure. So we went online again. And the two sites that I went to yesterday, I confirmed he's 6'8". But then Jeremy starts finding sites that does say he's 6'7".
Yeah, like on Google and Yahoo, it says 6'7". Wikipedia says 6'8".
So then, to be sure, Jeremy went to the Denver Broncos official site.
Which I would say this is official. This is what you have to go with. 6'8".
The Broncos backed me up and said that he's 6'8". So I'm going to guess that he's probably really 6'7". Because teams lie about everything.
Right. This is with cleats.
Yeah, if a guy's only 188 pounds, they'll say he's 200 pounds.
Right.
If Brock could call in just to confirm.
Right,
if you're listening. Or Brock's mom.
Let me put it this way. How can there be so many different listings of his height? You can only be one height, right?
I guess.
Well, maybe he's still growing.
He's 24 years old. He can't be getting taller, can he?
I don't know.
It's a cleats thing. I guarantee you it's a cleats thing.
Did you know there that you his go. Birthday is actually on Sunday? I think it's... Is that Sunday? Yeah, his birthday. So he's starting on his 25th birthday.
What a present.
He's 25. Holy cow.
So anyway, is that Scott?
Or is it Brock?
It's a woman calling to say, give Scott his prize.
Oh, how does she know?
The public is on Scott's side.
How does she know?
What is she talking about? I just told Scott to call back so I could give him a prize.
Yeah, tell her to settle down.
Yeah, relax.
I heard he's 6'9".
Here's the thing. If he doesn't score a win for us on Sunday, he's only going to be like 5'4".
Right.
All right, I think that might be Scott calling back. All right, let's check traffic. Brought to you by Meadows Dental Group.
We do have a couple accidents on the freeway. Southbound 225 after Parker. Backups to I-Lift. Southbound stays slow, then down to I-25. The other accident is eastbound I-70 at Kipling with backups to 44th Avenue, Ward Road. Traffic brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Still looking at that typical delay. Northbound I-25, working your way towards Lincoln Avenue. C-470 stop and go westbound. Bulls through to Morrison Road. Off freeway, there was a very serious overnight accident in the Centennial area. Both directions of University are closed now south of Dry Creek. This is between Mineral and Otero. May want to use Broadway or Colorado as your alternate. What if there was an easy way to make almost any car smarter, safer, and more connected? Just plug in Hum by Verizon and you'll get vehicle diagnostics, emergency incident alerts, and pinpoint roadside assistance. For a smarter, safer car, go to hum.com.
Well, Scott has not called back, so apparently that means he's absolutely devastated that he did not win.
Everybody but Scott.
And we are aware of the Nine News story last night. The reason why we were off is because Brock used to play basketball, and for that, they round up, and that's why it says 6'8". So we're good. We got it.
What do you mean they round up? Who rounds up?
The basketball
But rounds kings. Up for, oh, so he's like 6'7" and like, a half?
Exactly. Yeah. So they round up in basketball, and that's where the stats come from.
Well, I'm just going by the Broncos site. That's why.
That's what you have to go by.
All right, but
why did you choose that as your story, Dom?
God,
call Brock. Call us.
We need Brock to call.
Or one of the Broncos. We don't have one Broncos player listening.
Come on.
Call and confirm.
You've seen him in the locker room.
Yeah, you know how.
Is he as big as they say?
I have another question for you then too.
Our mind bender is coming up next.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning. Woo!
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.